Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, we are off and running on tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi right here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi holding it down till Carver gets ready. Big game on tap in terms of MetLife. Monday Night Football, Seattle and the New York Giants kicking it off. Seattle right now on FanDuel, 2.5-point favorites. Total is set at 46.5, juice to the under at minus 115. Money line, Seahawks are minus 142, Giants plus 120. We saw the Jets step up from the spread perspective last night. 8.5, 9-point underdogs. They pushed Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes to the limit. In the end, Mahomes, he rushes it, slides right down before the goal line, cost supposedly $80 million in bets on Kansas City last night. Kansas City wins by 3, but the Jets do get the cover. We saw Zach Wilson step up with a dominating performance, believe it or not, over 240 passing yards, outduels Pat Mahomes, and we also saw two interceptions, but then the third got called back because of a holding call that allowed Kansas City to seal that victory. What happens tonight in MetLife? We have a Giant team that's reeling, lost last week, got dominated on Thursday night by the San Francisco in terms of the play calling in the second half of that ball game. Their quarterback, Daniel Jones, started, I want to say, pretty consistent. As we welcome in our SiriusXM audience to Carver and Lisi right here on Sports Grid Radio, Lisi in the cockpit getting you prepped and ready for Monday night action just about 10 minutes away in MetLife, Seattle, a 2.5-point favorite over the New York Giants, 46.5 the total. Well, Giants plus 120 on the money line, Seattle minus 142. But to get back to last Thursday night's performance, the Giants didn't really play all that bad in the first half. It was missed opportunities. The Giants moved the ball in terms of the short to intermediate passing game. They got within field goal range and then became a little bit conservative. I thought the defense played well from a red zone perspective. They limited Brock Purdy, forced some pressure on him as well. And now here comes Seattle. And I know people have the perception all of a sudden, which is mind-boggling, that the Seattle Seahawks are this dominant team. Let's not forget last year their preseason win total was 5.5. Everybody throughout the country, there was not one person except yours truly that was on the Seattle Seahawks. And I'm not tooting my own horn, but everybody was down on this team because of the absence of their star quarterback, Russell Wilson, that moved on to Denver. They thought they were potentially the worst team in the NFL. They overexceed expectations with Pete Carroll, pushed San Francisco to the limit in terms of the first half of the playoff round, and then get blown out in the second half, and all eyes are on the Seahawks this year as being potentially a wild card contender. I just don't see it. I think there's a little regression. You go back to last week, Geno had a pretty good performance. Kenneth Walker rushed the football consistently. But that secondary allowed Andy Dalton to chuck it 58 times. Old man Dalton looked like he was back in Fort Worth for TCU back in the heyday with Gary Patterson. I mean, come on now. I mean, if you're going to allow Andy Dalton to chuck it 58 times, and granted, you won the ball game by 10, but he still had a pretty good performance through the air. I have to believe the game plan for Brian Daboll and the New York Giants and Daniel Jones is to attack the defense over the top. Be aggressive. Forget the rushing attack. Saquon's out of this ball game. Utilize your playmakers. And I'm not just talking about Darren Waller. Utilize Paris Campbell. Utilize Darius Slayton. That's where I think the Giants can attack from a passing perspective. I am on Paris Campbell, 50-plus yards. Darius Slayton, 25-plus. Isaiah Hodgins, 40-plus. The secondary receivers, I think, are critical. And I altered Daniel Jones plus 275 passing yards tonight at plus money. The one Seahawk I did take was DK Metcalf. Think he could get over his 70.5 receiving total. You want to join in on the conversation, talk Monday night, talk Saturday or Sunday action with me in terms of college and NFL action, give us a call. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. A couple of thoughts about the NFL over the weekend. CJ Stroud, this Justin, he's good. He's real good. He's arm wrestler whisperer. You're good. You're so good. He is very good. And to all the critics and to all the pundits and to all the GMs and scouts that wanted to bash CJ Stroud as not being a good quarterback or a potential high draft pick prior to the NFL draft, well, look at what he's doing now. 384, 280, 306, and not only is he compiling stats, oh, by the way, he's winning football games. He's won in terms of point differential the past 2 weeks, 41 points over his opponents against Trevor Lawrence and supposedly the next best thing since sliced bread, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because all I heard all week was how dominant this Pittsburgh Steeler defense. Wait until T.J. Watt gets a hold of him. Wait until T.J. Watt and that front seven, Cam Hayward, get a hold of C.J. Stroud. He's going to look like a deer in the headlights. He abused your defense. That wide receiver core abused you. And this is back-to-back weeks now that Pittsburgh has allowed Jimmy Garoppolo to tear up that secondary for 324, Devontae Adams 172, and now C.J. Stroud 280 and two tutties. I mean, could we pump the brakes on this dominant defense for the Pittsburgh Steelers? T.J. Watt is great. Everybody else around them, not so great. Average-wise, in terms of statistical rankings, the kid can play. And it goes back to some of the younger quarterbacks that stepped up. Anthony Richardson. Oh, look at Justin Fields, by the way. He could throw the football. Put him in situations where it's beneficial to his strengths. And Justin Fields could be one of the most athletic, dynamic quarterbacks in all of the NFL. Stop running, Chicago, on first and second down every single play. Be aggressive. And about Zach Wilson. Do I love Zach Wilson? No. Did I think Zach Wilson should have been drafted ahead of Justin Fields and Trey Lance? Absolutely not. Well, forget Trey Lance, but Justin Fields, absolutely not. He was inconsistent at BYU. I will say, when you put the quarterback in a position to be beneficial and advantageous, be aggressive. Play action on first and second down. Roll him out. Get him out where he's comfortable. He has the ability to make plays. Will that consistency play out the rest of the regular season? Only time will tell. Because I have to be honest, Nate Hackett sucks as a play caller. But last night, he did have a good game plan against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is what it's all about. The NFL, week to week, you just never know who's going to step up. I think the Giants step up in about 10 minutes. We'll break it down when we come back right here on Carver and Lisi. Coming right back, college and NFL action. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio.
Sirius XM. Channel 159 on a Monday night. 844-843-6879 is the number. You've already said hi to Joe. Now I'm here. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing well, Carver. I'm amped up about this game tonight.
Yes, I want to get right into it before they kick off. What do we got? Tell me what you're on here. Let's do it.
I got Giants plus the 1.5 in money line over the 46.5, and I'm on Danny Dimes 275 plus, Paris Campbell 50 plus, Slayton 25 plus, and Hodgins 40 plus.
I have Hodgins 25 I did the you know how they had the 50% SGP boost or whatever it was for tonight. I did for that. Let me tell you what I got there, Joe. For that, I have Walker touchdown, Hodgins 25 yards, Lockett 40 yards, and that boosted up to plus 602. I have that
for those three. You know what I did though? I didn't key Waller tonight.
You didn't key Waller tonight? Yeah, well, I kind of stayed away from him for the most. I do have him for a touchdown just because he hasn't found the end zone yet. I'm thinking maybe we can get that going. I took a couple stabs, Joe, for first touchdown. Hyatt was 40-1 for first touchdown.
What?
So I know I tried this last week in the Niner game, and it didn't go well for me. But I'm going to, with these big numbers, I'm going to try Jalen Hyatt. Maybe a little up top deep to get the crowd going, Joe. A little up top deep to Jalen Hyatt. Let's do it.
Not bad. Let's do it. Let's get it.
And who do you like in this game? I think the Giants are going to win.
I do too. I said it before. You know, it's crazy.
I said it.
I got the T-shirts. Will be ready. I can't believe perception. Everybody wanted to bash Seattle last year. Now all of a sudden we think like they're this elite team because they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they got a good run last year. They really did, and I was on them. I was the only one on them.
You
Nobody
said
else
it.
Was. I said it.
You were definitely the only one on them last year. No doubt about that.
I know
that.
I was. But now it's like every Gino. Oh, Daniel Jones. I mean, really?
Give me the ball, Gino.
Ask New York fans what they feel about Gino. Right?
They are, Joe, about to put the ball in the air. I see your boy Pete Carroll getting involved on the sidelines. They're all jumping around. I saw a day ball. There you go. Everybody's getting very excited here for the Seahawks and the Giants. Looks like it's going to close, Joe, at minus 2.5 and 46.5. I kind of like the over also, Joe.
Do you?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm waiting to jump in.
Yeah, I think I'm going to jump in on the total. I'm going to see first drive or two. Maybe I could sneak it down under 40 and then grab it. Maybe.
You think?
Who's that ringing the bell there? Victor Cruz? Yeah, Victor Cruz ringing the bell for primetime?
Yeah, the cha-cha? What is it?
The salsa, Joe. The salsa.
It's cha-cha. Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Same thing.
It's not the
cha-cha.
Same thing.
Come on.
Salsa. Salsa
what is
time.
This, Dancing with the Stars? It's the same thing. I'm on a delay, I could tell you, because he just rang the bell. You said it.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you then. Oh, no, I got you by a lot.
I can't do this, Carver. This is pathetic. What is going on with my setup here? It doesn't matter. The college one is like lightning.
Yeah.
Is it because nobody watches?
I'm not sure. Not sure.
This YouTube TV is just,
well, that's, you know. What can
well,
you
I have
do,
it
Joe?
In the studio, you know? I don't know.
Giants get the ball first. Danny Dimes right up top to Hyatt, Joe. Let's go. Let's get Hyatt right in there. Bing!
You're all excited.
I will say, I want to see a little something from this Giant offense, Joe. The Seattle defense hasn't been great the first few weeks. They've given up a lot of yards, a lot of points. I'd like to see the Giants, even though they don't have Barkley, move the football here
Why is Barkley so... He's not that important to the offense if you throw it 40 times in the game. I mean, come
right.
on.
Well, I don't think it's good for them. I think that they should do a little bit more with Jones running the football tonight, Joe. I think we should see Jones.
You know
get
what
involved.
I did? I went to the local feed.
Brita.
I went to the local feed. I didn't.
Ah, because the local, you get the what is it on ABC? Where they got it on? Okay.
ABC. I went
there
local.
You go. Nice.
I'm on a delay.
You're on even bigger delay
ESPN.
Now. I have 14:43 right now. You haven't even seen a snap yet? Yeah, you're way behind.
This is
all good, Joe.
I don't understand what's going
on. We got a lot to accomplish tonight, Joe. We got a lot of stuff to talk about from the weekend. We'll obviously spend a lot of this first hour looking at this game. It's weird only having one game this week. I like the last 2 weeks having two games.
Come on. Come on.
What do you mean, come on? What?
I like the one standalone game. You're flicking back and forth. Nah, I don't like it.
Is that your boy Wandell Robinson getting involved, Joe? Little Wandale?
Of course, because
17.
He wasn't on the sheet. That's why.
Well, he's on everybody else's. I've got texted by a ton of people. I'm on Wandale tonight. I'm on Davis Maddock told Pharrell this afternoon. He's on Wandale. Everybody's on Wandale tonight. Except for Joe.
Last year, rookie of the year. Missed out and got hurt.
Kentucky Wildcat, what a weekend for them.
You bashed me. You know, congratulations. You single-handedly ruined my whole mojo. I burnt all my clothes since two Saturdays ago. Ray Davis, like, seriously, Florida?
He had a hell of a game.
Let me tell you, you could put 10 high school kids out there. They would have did a better job than the front seven. Throw it! Come on! All right.
Behringer, I said it.
Bellinger? Tom Behringer.
Platoon. Jamal Adams actually playing tonight, Joe. It's very rare you see him in a game.
It's incredible.
Adams is actually out there. Giants moving the football here, Joe. They're already at midfield. They pick up a fresh set of downs here with Burita getting right to midfield. So the Giants doing a little bit of everything.
Mix and match and be aggressive. Put the pressure on Geno.
Unselfish.
Come on, let's go. Again with the run. Why are we running the football?
I just said that. They got picked up a first down with that run.
Yeah, but you didn't say he ran it. You said they picked up a first down.
All right.
Well, it is.
Come on, Joe. What's wrong with a little Matt Breida first down running the ball? Let's go. Everybody eats.
Yeah, wow, everybody eats here. Matias is involved.
Matias is on Breida.
Are you on Breida? What do you got for Breida?
I'm on Breida because I need 14 fantasy points from that guy so I could win my game, and then we'll call it a great night.
It's a fantasy deal. As we get the report from...
We'll give you the $20 for the buy-in, all right?
We got... Right.
$20 buy-ins? Don't get cheap on me, Joe.
Yeah, you can't do that. Now, Matias fresh off saying hi to Kawhi and PG-13 at the Clipper Media Day today. As I saw, Matias was out there saying hi to the guys. How was everybody over there, Matias? How did Kawhi look? Like he's going to make it through two games and get hurt again?
He looks a little unhappy, Carver, to actually be told the new rules about how long he could sit out for. He's like, I don't care about the NBA telling me. I sit out when I want to sit out. So he kind of gave the warning. He'll still be sitting out, Carver.
It's amazing. It really is.
I guess we're going to try and run it, huh? Run it to the high heavens here.
Oh, there you go. Now they're getting involved. First down.
All right, what happened? I can't take it.
Wandale.
Oh, man.
You've got to be
kidding me. Wandale Roberts. Unbelievable. Just amazing. It's amazing. Okay.
First down. All right, Giants minus 1.5 now live. 45.5 the live total. On that one.
He's flexing.
Wandale. Who's flexing? Wando.
He's
touched the ball more on this drive than he has in his entire NFL career.
He's doing the crab.
Oh, here we go, Joe. They're looking to throw it, Joe. They're looking to throw it.
I told you, throw it.
Nothing. He couldn't find anybody.
We need Isaiah Hodgins. We need somebody.
Let's get it going, Joe. Let's have a big Monday night. Unselfish. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. A lot just happened there. So the Giants went for it on a 4th-and-1, and it was a full one. I mean, it might have actually even been like 1.5, to be quite honest with you. And you knew it was over, Joe, when ESPN flashed up on the screen. Yeah. Giants have converted 18 straight 3rd-and-4th-and-1s. 3rd- or 4th-and-1s. 18 straight with Daniel Jones they converted. So you knew it wasn't going to go good for them. And sure enough, they did the dopey push play, which the Eagles are the only one seems that could do it right. They had these two bruisers behind Jones, Joe, and none of them pushed. Neither of them pushed him. Like, the idea is to push him through the line and get the yard. And they didn't do that. So it looks like the Seattle Seahawks get a big stop. And now they're going to pick up the ball in their own 27, Joe. And they're now alive minus 3.5. Yeah.
There's one word for it. Gutless. Like, you're so big. Yeah. You don't want to get your body. You don't want to get a little dirty. Roll up the sleeves and get in there. These guys are like, oh, I'm in the gym 46 hours a day. I don't want to get a little dirty. I don't want to mix it up a little bit. Like, give me a break. Mm. Big guys, wow. Big brutes.
They were moving the football too, Joe. That's unfortunate. That was a good first drive they were having. And then they just completely stalled out with that. So give it to Geno is going to come out here now.
We need to abuse him. Sack him. Get in his face. He's turnover prone. And let's just get it on. I want to see blitzes. I want to see Thibodeau. I want to see people flying off the edge. Come on, Wink. And here's the thing with the forget it. I get crazy.
All right, Joe.
These big guys. They're so big. They're so tough. Everybody's a tough guy. Matias knows a big guy like that. You just step on his foot. Crush it.
Give me the ball, Gino.
Like a ton of bricks.
Right to Walker. They don't mess around, Joe. Oh, look at that. The giant D. The mighty giant D. He's not down either. The ref was following him. Look, he got brought down, Joe, but Walker kept running.
Walker's good.
Yes, he is. He's still going. The refs have not blown the play dead, and he's in the end zone, Joe.
What?
I think it was one of those weird tackles where his knee never hit the ground, and he rolled on top of the player, and he got up, and he just kept walking. The refs are calling it a touchdown on the field. They all are running over. We need to see this again, obviously. But the giant guy wrapped him up, threw him down. Let's see if anything goes down. He's on top of him. His elbow, actually, Joe... I don't think his elbow ever hit the ground.
Oh, man. You got to be kidding me.
This may be a touchdown.
You know, but what does Walker do? He just keep running to you. Play to the whistle. He's running back with the ball. Like, if you didn't hear a whistle, go the distance. Let's see this.
Wow.
Unbelievable. That's good for the over. Let's see. Is he down?
It's good for the over. Sure is. Good for Walker. Walker, I did that. FanDuel had that boost tonight, too. Walker, 50 yards. Jones, 25.
Are they going to call this a touchdown?
I don't know. Now they're saying his elbow might be down. It's real close.
I don't know.
They're reviewing the play, obviously, Joe. Now... You think the elbow's down, Joe?
Yeah, I know the elbow's down. It touches. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It's flush. It's flush on the side.
He's on top of the guy's arm.
It's not on top. Go back.
I hope they call it a touchdown.
How long's this going to take?
Probably a few minutes.
Probably like an hour. Like, we'll be there, but
I thought he was already taking the headset off. No, they're going to commercial, Joe. Some are saying that his butt hit the ground too when he rolled around. So some are saying that this isn't going to go. I prefer that it stood, like you said, over. I have Walker touchdown. I have Walker 50 yards. I won't mind if this stands, but it doesn't look like we're going to get that, Joe. Unfortunately. So, sad as that is. Jamal Adams was barking at the red hat after being in the medical tent. So I guess Jamal Adams, who got hit in that play, Joe, where Jones kind of kneed him in the head inadvertently.
Right.
I guess Adams isn't happy that the spotter has taken him out of the game. So... the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant was getting the business from Jamal Adams on the sideline.
Oh, really?
But they've taken him back to the locker room now.
He's done for the day.
Yeah.
That's it. This is it. What about thoughts over the weekend? What happened to the big bad Steelers? I got abused by C.J. Stroud this weekend.
Yeah, no, they sure did.
I don't know. C.J. Stroud, man. I don't know how the Bears lost that game, to be honest with you, either. Sean Payton and Russell Wilson got a lifeline this weekend.
They, it's amazing, Joe. Like when they were up 28-7, and I was thinking to myself watching it, I'm going, this is actually worse than for the Broncos than giving up the 70 the week before. Because Fields never had a game like this in his life in the NFL. He did in college, obviously, but he never had a game like this in the NFL. This guy's got up 300 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. I mean, he's doing all this. That was, I thought, embarrassing for Denver. And then, sure enough, they come roaring back. And what about I mean, that just talk about not trusting your defense, Joe, with that fourth down play. I mean, honestly.
I don't know.
All right, so Joe, this is no touchdown, 2-yard loss. Unfortunate for us, but that's the way that it goes. And then now it'll be a 3rd and long after that play. So all for naught, Joe. Seahawks back to -2.5 and 41.5, the live total. But either way, Eberflus like a complete, you know, it's almost like, Joe, and we know that this isn't the case, but it's almost like he's trying to lose. Like, why didn't he just kick the field goal with 2 minutes left?
I don't know.
Why?
Tell me. Why? You tell me.
Now, you covered. I mean, it's not like you didn't cover. Wow, a Thibodeau sighting?
Get him!
A Thibodeau sighting, Joe.
What do you mean? What happened?
Kayvon comes in, the big sack on Geno.
Carver, I have 8 minutes left in the front. Where are you at in this game? I can't.
Where am I at?
Yeah, like, what game are you watching?
I'm way ahead of you, I guess. I'm on my 5th replay of Thibodeau sacking Geno.
I don't know. I'm going to go on the mobile and watch it. I don't know what the problem is. I'm so far behind. It's all right, great. Okay.
Oh, no. I have 7-18, by the way, Joe. But the Giants muffed the punt, and Seattle's going to look like they got it.
All right, that's good for the over.
Well, everybody, of course, is pointing in their own direction, thinking that they had it. And the Giants did get it back, Joe, it looks like.
All right, your play-by-play is terrible right now. You know, it looks like...
Well, everybody jumped up, and they're all moving their arms in every direction. You got to wait for the ref. Who's 20, Joe? What an awful job by him.
Yeah, that was bad. Giants got it back. Nice.
Gray. I mean, it went right through him.
Eric
went right through him.
Tennessee and Oklahoma running back. Bad. All right, what are you going to do? Stuff like that happens.
Tennessee, no problems. No problems with South Carolina Saturday night, huh?
What?
Tennessee, no problems with South Carolina Saturday night.
Yeah, really, unbelievable. That was...
Jersey Joe Milton.
Yeah, what happened to LSU? Brian Kelly. I mean, really? Like, you're up two. You have 3rd and 5 on the Ole Miss 46. You want to run it 2 straight plays. Like really? I mean, they put up 700 yards on your ass in defense, and you want to get conservative in the last 4 minutes of the game. Put it in Jaden Daniels' hands.
What was the stat they threw up there, Joe? Was the first time in how long that a team ran, passed and rushed for over 300 yards in a game, in an SEC game? Something crazy like that. First time in 20-something years or something, what Ole Miss did to LSU. That is embarrassing. And then, once again, and Joe, we've talked about this in the past, and we talked, you know when we talked about it? After the Florida State game. Kelly can never go up there and take the blame, you know? We got to get better. You know, what did he do after this game? Well, you know, we got a lot of young kids in there. They're learning, you know, basically throwing it on the kids again. We got a lot of young kids. Can never be, I got to do a better job coaching, you know? Can never say that.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I could care less. I mean, as far as I know, you put on the pads, you put on the helmet. Could we get some guys that could tackle? Could we get some guys that want to tackle in college football? It's absolutely with the arm tackles, the shoulder. And it's not the targeting rules. If you're going to hit the guy with the shoulder, wrap up. Like, really? Why do these guys want to play defense? I don't understand. You used to want to play defense. You want to be hit or you want to hit somebody? I want to hit somebody. I'll play defense. It's not like that anymore.
Right.
Now it's all, we're out there. I got the gloves. I got the sleeve. I got the towel. Nobody wants to wrap up.
Nobody. Bad tackling. You see a lot of that this weekend, Joe. A lot of bad tackling. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah. All right, Joe. So the Giants got to about midfield again after a Daniel Jones run. They got nothing going after that, so they punted it back to the Seahawks. So Seahawks will have the ball. Jamal Adams, by the way, ruled out. He's done.
Incredible. Incredible.
So his first game back.
Rodgers.
His first game back, he played, I think it said nine snaps or nine plays. And did you see the video, Joe, of him giving the guy in the red hat the business on the sideline?
No, he was giving the guy in the red hat.
The spotter, the guy who makes those decisions about pulling the guys out of the game.
Yeah.
He was giving him the business. Obviously upset that he had to come out. But this has now gotten to, Joe, what we talked about right before they kicked. Under 40 now with this total, which was 46.5. It's now 39.5. Would you like to dabble in the over, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, here we go. Both defenses look like they have the advantage against the offensive lines, which I can't believe. Yeah.
I feel like the Giants have moved it a little bit. Like they got inside the 30 and went for it on fourth down. DJ just got it to midfield. Like they've moved the ball both times they've had it. I feel like the points can come.
All right, so then let's do it. What do you want to jump in with?
Over.
Over?
Yeah.
I got to put it with something.
Put it with the golf. Got the Sanderson Farms this week.
Look at this.
Jamal Adams. He was
oh, boy.
Too.
That's going to be a flag.
What?
Well, that's going to help the over, Joe. A little 45-yard penalty.
Oh, man.
He tried going deep to lock it, and it threw the flag on him.
Unbelievable.
So it's still 39.5, Joe. Let's go in there. How about we put it with one of the playoff baseball games tomorrow?
No, I'm not doing that.
Why? It's only football season for Joe right now.
That's it. No.
Oh, wow. Actually, Joe, both sides they called this year? Offset? No. No good. Had a penalty on both sides.
All right.
We'll put the over with something for tomorrow.
I'm taking, have you seen Slayton out there?
Have I seen Slayton? No, I haven't
seen
Slayton.
Here's Wandale. Here's why. It seems like Wandale's the guy today, huh? I'm going to go with Paris Campbell, 50 plus at 750. That's it. I put the over with Danny Dimes and Paris Campbell, 50 plus.
Wow.
250. I'm doing it. I'm doing it, Carver.
You're going. You ain't scared, I guess, huh?
Not. Danny Dimes, the over, and Paris Campbell, 50 plus. So there you go. That's it.
All right. I'm on the over, Joe.
All right.
I got the 39.5. Well, now it's locked in.
You haven't said before. You know?
Locked in now.
All right.
With I put it with the baseball for tomorrow.
I can't. I got rid of some of the exotic bets. I couldn't do it anymore. It was painful.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I had LSU with some teams, baseball. I just cashed out. They were driving me nuts. I was frustrated.
You tired of scrolling past them, trying to get to today's stuff?
It was sickening. It was sickening.
Well, unfortunately, all the LSU stuff we've got is finished. So, win the SEC, 10 wins, even that's
really
cooked.
It's not really. They could still win it. They have one loss.
Yeah, but they're really not going to.
I know, but, yeah, I know. But, you know, the crazier things have happened in this.
Another flag. The flags, Joe. Enough.
This is a dead under.
Enough.
Meanwhile, last night's game just it started so fast.
Speaking of flags, go ahead. And you said last night's game. You go first, and I'll tell you what I want to say.
I said Taylor didn't switch up the itinerary at the time. He had 4 for 42 for a four reception, 42-yard performance. Gotta do better than that, Travis.
Yeah, I know. That's needed to have a little bit more. I couldn't believe, Joe, that there was some very, very questionable officiating towards the end of that game, huh?
The hold was ridiculous.
The hold on the Mahomes 3rd and 25 run. Whew. Man. And then you got, and then I thought the sauce call was obviously a little skeptical too.
They can't let these guys play in the last 2 minutes.
And they picked the ball off on that play, right, Joe? Didn't the Jets get a pick on that play? Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been his 3rd interception.
Another flag here. Jeez, this is painful. They're gonna have 1st and like 25 or 30 coming up here.
Refs are on the under tonight.
Down to 37.5. We got a bad number, Joe.
Dropping like a rock.
False start. This is brutal. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Kenneth Walker, anytime touchdowns up to plus 105.
Sloppy game.
So far, yes. Very sloppy. We've had some mistakes. We've had some penalties. Yeah, the center can't do that. You can't lift your head down like that and not snap the ball.
How much time you have left? I have
350. I have 350.
Oh, so I'm ahead of you on the mobile.
On the mobile? What do you mean?
I have it on the phone. It's faster than anything.
So now you're ahead of me. So you had to switch to the phone to try to...
Complete the lock and go, young man. Oh, another flag. You got to be kidding me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a big play negated. It's a whole...
Maybe it's on them.
No, it's on the block in the back on the on this.
Okay, but the catch is still going to be good. He's still going to get some yards.
No, he's not. That's it. He's on DK Metcalf. Spot foul. Take him back. It was 1st and 25. It's going to be like 1st and 28 now. It's a hold. This is terrible. Like, really? Like, unbelievable how gutless this is.
So they got flags on what? 4 plays in a row?
Yeah.
This is brutal. That was a good gain for Lockett, too. I need him for 40.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it is he is holding him. I mean, it's not like they blew that one. I mean, he's got 2 big hands full of jersey there, Joe. I mean, he's just. I mean, probably didn't need to do that. So now it's actually 1st and 20, Joe. Like I said, I guess the play. How does that work? Does he get credit for the yards?
No, he doesn't get credit for the yards. Gets no
yes, he does. He has 1 catch for 15 yards now. The catch counts.
How could it be?
And then
how
they back it. And they back it. But they back it up from where the spot happens. It's a spot foul, like you said. So the catch counted.
It was actually a hold. It wasn't a block in the back. So
whatever it is, a hold.
It doesn't matter. He's got one. Just throw.
We got 15 yards. That's all that matters.
No, not we. You got 15 yards.
Wait, you don't have Lockett?
Nope. I'm on all the Giant guys. I know Joe Public would be on the Seattle guys. I went the other way.
Well, I got Giant guys.
Yeah, I went. You know, the mushes are on one side. I went to the other.
Yeah, I guess so.
Everyone,
all the mushes.
Oh, Gino.
Well, like I said, Joe, there's mushes on every game, on every team, on every game.
But what about last night? Who was everybody on?
Well, every single sports book tweeted out that they needed the Jets more than any game in, like, the history of the NFL. Like, they had 95% of bets on the Chiefs. I saw one quote where from one book where the guy said, we can't find anyone to bet on the Jets. We can't find them. He couldn't find anyone to bet on them, Joe. And sure enough, I can only imagine if you had the Chiefs and Mahomes made that slide there in the 5-yard line.
It's the right call. I mean,
oh, I know it's the right call. But if you were on the Chiefs, you'd be steaming. You should be steaming anyway. See, that's what gets me crazy about it. Is everybody, they were up 17-0 in the game playing Zach Wilson. That should get you steamed enough. Forget that Mahomes slid.
I had the Jets in game plus 13.5.
Oh, good play by you.
Yeah, but I nice lost. Job. I put in. I took a small straight in a parlay.
This guy was out of bounds and touched the ball. Did they catch this?
Yep, they caught it.
Oh, man. I mean, this. You talk about sloppy, Joe, with the Seahawks here. So no catch. 4th and 8 now. They'll punt it away. It's been a very, very sloppy start to this game on both ends. Let's see. How about this, Joe? How about we get a little up top to Hyatt to bust this game open?
Giants,
how about we get Hyatt up top?
Like, what's going on here?
Let's open it up, Joe. Total's down to 36.5. You want to go in for more?
No.
How about if it gets to 33?
33. Yeah, I'll go in there.
You going for more?
Yep.
Who do you like in these wild card series for the baseball? Not even on your mind.
Not even on my mind.
Do you even know who's playing?
I'm on the Orioles to win it all. Them and the Blue Jays.
Do you know who's playing in the 4 wild card series?
Yeah.
I know how engrossed you are with the football, so that's why you might not have
Rangers, Rays?
Yeah.
Toronto, Minnesota?
Yeah. Are you looking at it?
No.
All right. National League's probably
Miami, Phillies?
Yes.
And your Diamondbacks and the Brew Crew.
Yes, there you go. I like the Diamondbacks in that series, by the way.
Okay.
Get a good series price on them. I think like plus 170.
There you go.
So, I'm in, baby.
Great. It's a one game. That's it.
No, these are best of three, these ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Diamondbacks actually plus 126 to win. They're actually plus 170, I think, tomorrow against Corbin Burns.
All right.
So, I like the playoffs, Joe. I know we've been neglecting the baseball the last few weeks with football starting, but the baseball playoffs are great. And we got games on while we're doing coast to coast. Got two games on.
That's how great is that, right?
It helps. Something for us to keep our eyes on. Every total 7.5 to Joe. Over.
Sort of like the Rangers at 22-1 to win it all.
So after they collapse and lose the division, they're going to come back and win the whole thing?
Yep.
Cinderella story for you, Joe? You like that? We'll come back.
Yeah, what do you think?
The way that they've finished this, I can't back them.
Why?
I can't back them.
Here we go. You can't back them.
I can't. They were completely gutless the last 2 weeks of the season, and they lost, and they let the filthy Astros win the division, and now they're probably going to go back to the World Series. That bothers me, Joe. Houston should be
wear it on your shoulder.
In Minnesota tomorrow. That's where they should be. Instead, they're sitting at home getting rest.
Yeah?
Yeah, it bothers me, Joe. All right, come on now, Giants. Let's go. How about a little up top here, Joe? Let's go up top. Let's get something going here.
Over.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. There's Wandell. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. 159. Great to have you with us. All right, Joe, a lot happened while we were gone. So, yeah. Daniel Jones got destroyed, fumbled. Seahawks picked it up inside the 10, so they had a first and goal. A couple plays later, Geno finds DK Metcalf in the back corner. And the Seahawks have a 7-0 lead on Big Blue. They are now live minus 6.5. Total ticks back up to 42.5, Joe.
Yeah, I'm still going with the Giants. I mean, Look, you gotta believe they gotta go come out throwing now. Could we scrap the run? Like, what's the run ain't working for you? It's good for our over.
It's real good for the over. But we're gonna need the Giants to contribute to that, Joe. I'm with you. I still think the Giants can win this game, but they gotta
be aggressive. Gotta get Paris Campbell involved, Slayton, Hodges. I haven't seen any of those guys. It's only been Wandale and Breida.
Yeah. Gotta get some other guys involved.
I mean, Matt Breida's been through more teams than six loads of laundry. Like, recycled Dolphins, Bills, San Fran. I mean, scrape this guy off the street.
Amazing. All right, Joe. We got a lot to do in the next hour. We're going to go through a ton of the games from the weekend. There's several things we haven't discussed yet, including the Bills. Squish the fish up in Buffalo on Sunday afternoon. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.